have to be insanely proud of this team, as resilient as they've been coming off those three losses.
Yeah. I don't think you can say enough about the guys in that locker room. You know, obviously, I think the last 3 weeks were tough on us all. You know, I'm not sure anyone outside that locker room gave us a chance to come in here and win tonight. But, you know, we believed in ourselves. We knew we had a chance. You know, we had a great week of preparation. And then to come in here, you know, and get the contributions from all three phases tonight, you know, I think this is the definition of a team win.
Is it crazy that you guys are still alive? I mean, if Dallas wins tomorrow night, you guys are tied for first.
Yeah. You know, obviously this division, you know, it's been crazy thus far. You know, after 12 weeks, you know, we're still in the hunt to make the playoffs. And, you know, regardless of what your record is, obviously we'd like it to be much better. But, you know, if you're still in the hunt at this point in the season, then, you know, you've got a shot.
Just sort of remind you of your rookie year, you know, when you were with the Rams, I mean, 7-9.
Yeah.
Division.
Yeah. And then, I think, you know, Seattle beat New Orleans, you know, in the first round, you know, after going 7-9. But, you know, it's a very similar situation to my rookie year.
The two touchdowns both came on third downs. Did you feel the need, obviously, to get 7 instead of 3 in that situation?
Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, we knew anytime we had an opportunity to get points tonight that, you know, we needed to convert touchdowns, you know, especially going against, you know, that offense and that team. You know, we knew eventually at some point that it would catch up to us if we had to settle for field goals. So getting those two scores was big.
When you lose, guys, some guys have talked about, you know, you lose those three straight, can shake confidence. Some guys have talked about tonight at least that, you know, Chip reminded everyone last night that, you know, we are a good football team. Forget those three losses. I mean, did that feel like the case, or like Chip reassured you guys last night at all?
Yeah. You know, I hope it didn't take Chip to reassure anyone in that room. You know, I still had the belief. I know there are a lot of other guys who still believed in themselves and believed in this team. You know, I think tonight, you know, hopefully gives us even more of that belief, you know, to know that we can come on the road and beat a really good football team.
And that throw you made on third and, sorry, the throw you made on, I think it was 3rd and 11 to Cooper late. Was he the first option? You just talked about the progression of that play and, you know,
Yeah, you know, it's really one of those things. We're just kind of working it inside out off a squeeze. And, you know, we had Jordan in the middle. You know, I think they took him away. And then Coop did a great job running that route, you know, pushing it to get his depth and then making a big catch for a first down.
He was the second option then?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your message to the team before the game? A lot of guys have talked about kind of gave a pregame speech. What made you decide to do that? What was your message?
I don't know. You know, I think it was just one of those things that, you know, I kind of felt like the time was right to say something. It was, you know, just have that belief, have that confidence, know that, you know, we can go out there, and if we do play well, we will win, you know, and go out there. We knew it was going to be a four-quarter game regardless of how it started. It was going to come down to the end, you know, and just to continue to fight.
What did Sproles and Barner do for the pace and the way you ran your offense?
Yeah, you know, those guys ran hard today. You know, I think, you know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities, you know, in the third quarter. But then, you know, when we had the chance in the fourth quarter, I think we went on like a 13-play, 80-yard drive. And the guys up front really started getting great movement. And then those guys, you know, were finding holes. They were running hard, you know, picking up some extra yards.
You guys changed things up, obviously.
It's good. It's good. It feels good.
In your part, were you concerned at all about not being able to pick up where you left off? Because you felt confident about the way you played before the injury?
You know, I think anytime you miss a couple games with an injury, obviously you're not exactly sure how you're going to come back. But, you know, I felt that I was playing really well before I got hurt. You know, I didn't know exactly what it was going to be like tonight, you know, with the shoulder. But, you know, I felt like, you know, I made the plays when they had to be made tonight.
How different was the offense, running this offense? DeMarco Murray seemed to be extremely limited. It was all Darren Sproles early, the half only 1 yard for, you know, only 5 carries for 1 yard for DeMarco. How did that kind of change things up for you guys?
You know, to be honest, sometimes we get out there and we get going so fast that I just have a hard time really knowing who's in the game out there. But, you know, I think Sproles did a great job tonight. You know, like I said, he found some holes that, you know, might not have been there. I'm not sure if anyone else but him could have squeezed through some of those, and I thought he ran hard. You know, and he picked up some extra yards for us tonight.
Two more, guys. Offense when there's three non-offensive touchdowns?
What's up?
What to do for you guys when there's three non-offensive touchdowns?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I think not just for the offense, but for the defense, I think everyone feeds off that. You know, when our special teams contributes like that, you know, obviously you can't ask them to score three touchdowns every night. But when they're able to go out and do what they did tonight, I think it just gives us, you know, a lot of energy and a lot of momentum on our sideline.
When you were down 14-0, that drive, when you put them down, how big a drive was that in terms of building confidence?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, I think especially after, you know, the past couple weeks and what has happened, you know, I think to go down there and score, you know, and to keep it close, and then obviously to get the punt return right before halftime or the punt block, you know, that was huge.
This was a homecoming game for Chip, you know, being come up here. For you guys to come up here and pull off a win, given some of the things that outside the locker room have been being said about, you know, Chip and the team lately, you know, is it even a little bit more special for you guys to sort of come up to his home base and take one up here?
You know, I didn't really even think about that. But, you know, I think to come in here and to beat that football team, you know, is really what's special about it. You know, football team, you know, it's tough to come in here and beat them. So to come up here, you know, and do what we did tonight, you know, I think that's what makes it special.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yeah.